everybody, whether you're the president of a company or the paperboy, everybody has the exact same amount of time. You and I both have 24 hours a day. No more, no less. The question is, what do you do with your time?
Welcome to ZBook Successful Authors Podcast. And today I have a tutorial for you on how to create a super simple and effective funnel with BitLinks or Bitly links. And if you want to see the presentation, then go to bit.ly/ZBookFunnel, ZBookFunnel, all small and together. That's bit.ly/ZBookFunnel, or go to my Facebook page, facebook.com/ZBooks. And let's get back to that podcast, shall we? Hello, my friends. Happy Friday. Yeah, you're probably asking yourself, what the hell am I doing in front of the camera again on a Friday? It's 10:45 in Germany. I should be out partying, but I know that in California, it's minus 9 hours, so it's 1:43 p.m. in California, Pacific Standard Time, right? And minus 6 hours from Germany in New York, right? And Florida. So that is then 3 p.m. or something like that. So hello, America. So I want to teach you something that's vitally important. Why? Because we not only want to make more money as ebook and print book authors, but measurement is the anchor of reality. I've been really into these books like The 12-Week Year and The One Thing, and there's all sorts of quotes about you are what you measure. The point is, as an ebook author or a book author, we have to measure what our readers are doing. And there's a really cool way to make a super elegant and effective funnel with bit links so that we can see where our readers are clicking. And remember, as an author, it doesn't matter if you're on Barnes & Noble or Amazon, the quickest way to become a full-time author and ditch your day job is to make a successful series. So let's get into it, shall we? Let's see if this will work here. All right. So like said, if you don't measure it, it don't exist, right? We have to measure it so that we can improve. And like I just said, one of the quickest ways to become a successful author is to get a successful series. So the point is to get them to read book number one and then get them to book number two and book number three, right? Simple, right? And then the total sales of that is what we should be measuring, not just each and every singular book. This is one reason why Brian Meeks, the Amazon Ads Masters, hate these. He doesn't like the metrics in the Amazon dashboard because you can't see read through. You need to see your read through, okay? That is the total read through and sales of a book series, not just a single book. Now, why is this important? Because you could actually make a loss on your first book, book number one in the series. You could even offer it for free, as long as you're making money in book number two and number three, right? So you have to know the total sales. And book number one is typically called a loss leader because you're going to make you make a loss on it on purpose just to get people into your series. When you know the total value of all of the people going through this series, then you know how much you can pay for ads to your first book. And you can even go in the red or the minus, because you know down the line, you're going to make money eventually. So how we do this, one thing how we do this is not just measuring the total here, which is very important, but in between the books, we put We hyperlink the books together with bit links or measurable links. So that means in book number one, we'll have a link to book number two or our website and then book number two. And then in book number two, we'll have a link to book number three or Amazon's sales page to book number three. And remember, these bit links or these links, they can go anywhere. They can go to a website or a survey or a product or another Amazon sales page, right? So it's very important that we then put a link here that we can measure. And the best way to do that is with Bitly or BitLinks. Now, they're so good that Google has bought them, right? So let me show you an example. This is the Bitly dashboard, and you can create BitLinks by going up here to create or by going to the Google URL generator. I'll show you that in a second. Just wanted to show you quickly the Bitly dashboard. So you can see, you can filter by date created or top performing, and you can make tags for all of these links, and you can label them any way you want. So then you can label them like funnel one, funnel two, funnel three, and then you get a really good overview. So let's do that. Let's go to live version of Bitly. Everybody should be doing this. Now, there's two ways to create a Bitly link, right? You can hit the button here, create, and then you paste the website that you want to put in there. Like, let's do an example one, bfreud.com. So I just want this link right here, okay? I don't even need the website. So copy, paste. So here we are in our BitLink. So you have to go to bit.ly, okay? You don't need to type this long thing in here. That's what happens after you sign up. So you go to bit.ly or bit.ly, or just do a Google search because Google owns them. They will put them right to you. So there, I pasted it right here in this window. Now what happens is, there we go. Sometimes it won't let you make a new link because you've already made it. And then it will kick you over to that link that you've already made. Now the cool thing here is, then you can rename the back half, like Freud funnel or funnel or my book, whatever. It has to be available though. Let's see if B Freud is available, and then you hit save. Wow, I didn't know I had that one. Okay, so sometimes it won't let you do that because it's taken. I thought that was taken for sure. Okay, so this is the part this is the only part that you actually have to paste into things. Now what you want to do is you want to create a funnel, right? So add or create a tag. I've already got several called funnel. Funnel one, blah, free Freud cheat sheet. Funnel one, Freud PDF cheat sheet, okay? So, or you write here a new tag, right? You have to write it. Oops, what? How did I do that? Well, I don't want to do that. So, hit edit again, okay? So now that's the easiest way to make them. And then you go and you can copy and paste this in your book. I'll show you, where did it go? Where is it? Here. So when you're writing your book, for example, in the PDF, then you can paste that bit.ly in there straight away, or you can actually just link the text, right? You see, I don't know if you can see in the corner down here, but if you look, it's hard to see. It's a bit link, a bit.ly link, okay? I hyperlink the text. So that's how you do that. So if you go then to the end of the book, then you put all of your deals and you say, hey, go get it here on Amazon. And guess what? That is a bit link, you see? Or a bit.ly link. I think you can call it bit link. You see? So this is kind of a funnel. This is the PDF cheat sheet that people get on my website. And I have a very similar one in Amazon with different links, of course. So you don't have to put bit.ly/da-da-da-da. You can hypertext the words, you know, how to do that in Word or whatever word processor you're using. You highlight it and then insert the hyperlink. So it's hard to see, but down there you can see that it's a bit link. Okay, and then that is, for example, this bit link here, and it belongs to this one tag that I called funnel number 2. Let's say it's the cheat sheet. Now I have to save it. So now it's part of that funnel. So now I go to my Bitly dashboard, and I only want to see the links in this book, which I'm calling funnel number 2. So you have to go to here and hit that one and hit tags. And then here we go, funnel 1 PDF cheat sheet. Okay, and then you have to hit apply and apply again. And then you get only the links that are in this book. And as you can see, it's not doing very well, is it? 5 links here, and this is the first link in the book to the website, but they're not clicking on all of my offers to leave a review, one click this year. We're talking about this year. So this cheat sheet is doing very bad. So now I know I have to do something. I have to optimize my cheat sheet or make the links bigger, something like that. Whatever. Okay. Let me show you another thing. Another way to make the bit links is when you go to the campaign URL builder from Google. Now you use this method when you are sending people to your website, because then this will show up in your Google Analytics, right? So if you put here B. Freud, and then you want at least this source here, the PDF cheat sheet, for example, and then down here it will append it. And when anybody clicks on this link, not only will you see it in your BitLink dashboard, but you will see it in your website analytics and dashboards and stuff like that. So then you have to hit convert to short link, and there you go, there's a new one of the same link. And you have to use this method when you want to make a bunch of different links with the same target, because now you go to your Bitly dashboard and you refresh it. Let's see. First of all, get rid of the filter, and now you see there it is right there, and it's basically the same target. Okay, and you can't do this from the Bitly dashboard. You can only create them the simple way. And now I can add this to the funnel too, same thing. And now I've got another one in my funnel right there, and I save it, and that's that. Okay, so this is the way you can really make an effective, super elegant way to monitor your funnels. And then you go here every day or every week and look and see how your stuff's doing. So right now I get a really quick view. I go to top performing, and then I will see my top performing. So the podcast book ones are performing the best these weeks because I've been promoting them. And my author's podcast on Apple has been doing well. And let's see what happens when we filter by week. Let's filter by week. And there you go, the podcast book. The Blade Runner test. See, you can do all sorts of things with these things. I have these bit links in my tweets to my Blade Runner test, and they're doing rather well. People are clicking on them. 22 per week. That's not bad for free. Let's see the other one, my one book. There's a lot there. So let me show you now from the other side. Let me show you from the KDP side, because you know that one of my favorite techniques is to make free books and then use them as free advertising. So I have it, I have it filtered by free units price match. These are my perma-free books. So you will see that my book, B12, has been downloaded 191 times this month. I think this is by month. Yes, current month. Okay. So this book has been downloaded 191 times this month. Now, with this book, I did not use a BitLink. Instead, in the back, I have a link to the next book in the series, right? So it looks like this. It's just these two books here, book one and book two, okay? And I used my favorite email software, MailerLite, to make a web page, a landing page to get the new book. So check it out. That's this one right here, B12 book two. Preview it. So this is what they land on when they click the link in book number one, right? So why won't it scroll? So, okay, so they go get book two for free even. Now this book has been downloaded 191 times. So there should be some good statistics here, right? Let's go back and let's go to the statistics for this landing page. 3 subscribers, 59 views at 5% conversion. That's terrible. That's terrible. I got 191 downloads this month of book number one and only 3 subscribers. If I click on this now, it will show me my daily stats, and here from October to November, end of November 29th, that's about today. And as you see, I got one visitor. I have one visitor over 1 month, 191 clicks or downloads of that book, and only one visitor. So there's something wrong here. And I even called Amazon about this and said, hey, you know, this is an open domain book here, right here. So I'm wondering if they're giving me the that's for this, and it has been downloaded that many times. So guess what? I am not pursuing this series. I'm definitely not pursuing this series, especially when I've got this one right here, this book right here. Now this book's different. This is a free book. It's been downloaded 49 times this month. And this link goes to a website. So here's the book. And this is the back of the book. So let's go through the book. It's a short book. So this is a book. And here I've got a link to the test. This is not a BitLink. But as you can see, I don't know if you can see it down here. It's one of those long links that I made with the Google URL maker. I should make that a BitLink and put it in my funnel. And so, you know, it's just a graphic book. It's for free. They're pretty cool. And at the very end, I say, claim your prize here. Now you can see that's a BitLink, bit.ly iBender. Let me see if I can make that to where you can actually see that. No, it doesn't change anything. So this here, you see, you don't have to paste bit.ly into your book. It says claim your prize, but it's a BitLink. Now let's go to my dashboard to see how it's doing. I will just write iBender here. So there it is, bit.ly iBender. This one's doing much better. As you can see, it's not that great. Total clicks in November is 12, and total downloads was what? 49, okay, and 12 clicks. So that's much better than my other books that I just showed you. That was got downloaded 191 times and got one visitor. So now this is up to you. How do you want to make the next step? I could put these in an Excel sheet. I could just take a picture. I could just put it in Evernote or something. So now I need to put this, for example, in an Excel sheet and show these two together. So this is kind of problematic. But now I know that this book is doing much better than the others. 49 visitors and 12 clicks to my website. Now I have to go check out the sales on my website. I know already I'm not selling anything on that website, so I have to go do something about that too. Let's see where it goes. So I'm getting clicks to this website, 12 per month. That's not a lot, but when I get it optimized, I can run traffic to that book. I can run Amazon ads to that book, right? So now I have another one. Now I have to look into my Google Analytics. I'm not going to do that to you right now, okay? But you see this? I have much too much stuff on this page. Wow, look at that. I have to optimize this page. Just one pop-up, I would say. And the links have to be clearer. Way less stuff here. If I want to make a preview, I should put a slideshow here or something. Not all of the graphics like that. Okay, so this is way too confusing. I have to optimize this page now. And either I'm going to go for a sale of another book or maybe something else for free. I don't know. But the point is, now I know that the start of my funnel is working. You see? Like I said, it doesn't have to be another book. It could be from your book to a website. And that's what I'm doing in this case. And now I have clarity that this book is, the iBenders book, is doing much better than my B12 book. All right. So let's see. Let's see, what else can I show you? I want to show you also the advantage of using BitLinks in a print book. So I'm going to switch back to my camera. Ah, here I am. So here's a book, one of my more profitable books. And so maybe you can see it right there. So this way, when you're making print books, they can't click in a print book, can they? You can't click a print book. It's a physical book. But when you use a BitLink, it's much easier for them to remember this and type it into a web browser. I have been recently now including QR codes down here too, but that's another one for another time. So my friends, it's important that you monitor everything you do in your books. And I've shown you some pretty schizophrenic examples. But even with that, you saw that I got clarity now that my iBenders, my graphic book, is doing much better than that open domain book, even though it's being downloaded almost 200 times a month and nobody's visiting my next offer. So there's something wrong there. I don't know what it is. The other book though, the iBenders book, what was it? 49 downloads per month, 12 clicks, 12 visits to my website, or more actually. That was just the one link in the book that I remembered to make a BitLink out of. So that one's working. So now I know where to focus my attention. And this is the path of optimizing and continuous improvement and all that stuff. And if you like this stuff, then put a comment down there. And I'll make more of it. And if you like the flag behind me, say yes or something. And thanks for watching. And remember, measurement is the anchor of reality. And this is how we improve. If you can't measure it, you have no direction. You don't know what the hell you're doing. And especially with people like me, spaghetti at wall throwers that just love to try everything, you need that anchor to reality, and you get that through these things. Because it's not enough just to see the sales, especially when you're using a free book or a loss leader for free to get people into your series. Then you need to know how many people are going to that book and clicking to the next one, because you might not be making any profit at all from the first book. And this is my favorite technique to publish a free book on Amazon, and then you get free advertisement because the free books go to a different section on Amazon. They're permanently free, and I teach all of this in my 7-day challenge. So you go to zbooks.co, and there's a big post there on the side, 7-day challenge, okay? So you want to learn that, or you get the info stack that's available right now. Okay, it's Friday, man. I got to go do something besides sit in front of a computer. All right. I hope that helped. Let me know if it did in the comments. And I look forward to seeing you and your book at the top of Amazon someday. See you later. Happy Friday. Okay, my friends, if you like that podcast, then remember to go to zbooks.co and go get all the materials to start your authoring career. We have a 7-day challenge every week, so there's no excuse to not finish your book. And remember, please go to iTunes and upvote this podcast and Google Play. Okay, I look forward to seeing you at the top.